To the Gospel of God, a reading from the Epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. What advantage then has the Jew, or what is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unjust who inflicts wrath? I speak as a man. Certainly not. For then how will God judge the world? For if the truth of God has increased through my lie to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not say, let us do evil that good may come? As we are slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, their condemnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and with the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Do not love the world, all the things in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yes. Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of a flame of fire in a bush, in the wilderness of Mount Sinai. And when Moses saw it, he marveled at the sight, and as he drew near to observe, the voice of the Lord came to him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses trembled and dared not to look. Then the Lord said to him, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
In the name of the God and the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Kiyat. May God begin with the goodness and the renew it for us in peace and the tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my brother and the brethren. Amen. Today, the patriarchs of the Saint Matthias al-Fakhouri and also the martyrdom of the Saints Banaya and the Banawa and the consecration of the and the patriarch of the Saint John, the Bishop of the Armand, and the martyrdom of the distinguished Coptic engineer Saeed el-Katib, and the consecration of the Church of the Abbas Khairun el-Illini. The blessing of their prayer be with us all. Amen. The glory to be our God and forever. Amen.
Lord have mercy. and supplications and prayer which have happened to Lord our God, those have already found and honestly prepared them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
From the Psalms of our teacher David and the prophet, may his holy blessing
be with us all. Amen.
Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also, and your father's house, so the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory
forever. Amen.
Now, in the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent by the God to a city of the Galilean, the Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to the man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among the women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with the God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born by will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6 months for her who was called barren. For with God nothing be will impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Glory be to God forever. Kalil novinane, Jeffes Marot and Jeff Yot, name of Shirin and Beer Nelma so well. Tetere, yes, it jigemot, then Ostem was ten
tiones.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom things were made.
Who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven,
was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man.
He was crucified for us as a Pontius Pilate, suffered on the Spirit, and
on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven.
He sits at the right hand of his Father.
He's coming in his glory, living the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord is the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, was the Father and Son.
Is worshipped and glorified and spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.